Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Y'all, first I just want to say thank y'all for your patience. These episodes have been coming out on inconsistent days. Right now, if I'm being completely honest, ever since I had my son, I am still, and he will be 6 months old at the end of this month, I am still finding my groove with everything. Because not only did I have another child, but there are new dynamics into my day. So like my oldest started school. I recently had to put my son in daycare. I let my nanny go. It just wasn't really working out with the baby. You know, every different kids connect differently. And it just wasn't, it was no longer the best situation for the baby. It was great for my oldest, but not for him. So I put my baby in daycare. So now I have to like take one to school, take one to daycare. Like there's other dynamics that are being added to my day. My husband now, he has a new job that God has blessed us with where he has to go into the office 2 days a week. Great for him. But again, a difference in our dynamic. And with Anchored Media Studios, we've been doing so many amazing things to grow the business, having events, and we're getting a lot of bookings and things like that. So now having a business with a physical location that I have to go to, again, it's just a lot of different dynamics that are new. And I'm finding my groove of, okay, what is the best time to put the podcast out? Which day should I record? Which day should I release it? Because I like to plan, especially when we're talking about scripture and Christ. I plan my episodes. I don't like to plan them the same day I record them. I like to go in on my notes and making sure I got all my scriptures and the context and all of that organized and then record it on a different day. So right now I'm like, okay, Mondays have been good to get the content put into my notes and then recording it on Tuesdays. But I haven't landed on what day the show I can commit to just yet, because like I said, there's so many different dynamics now. I am still finding my groove. So thank you guys for your patience. The last couple of weeks has been coming out on Tuesdays. So I'm still figuring it out which day is going to be the release day. So we'll see. We'll see. So make sure you subscribe so that when the episodes do come out, you get that notification. So today's episode, we're going to talk about business and specifically how to create predictability in your business. Y'all know I do not subscribe to the hustler's mentality at all, not even a little bit. I don't believe that we should be slaves to our businesses, and especially with us being faith-based entrepreneurs who are Holy Spirit-led in our lives and our businesses, there's an element of flexibility that we need to have. But the reality is, when it comes to your business, you have bills, you have expenses, you may have contractors or individuals to pay. So you need to have some predictability financially in your business and have a steady stream of income that's flowing in month after month, year after year. And it's that predictability that allows you to be flexible. So if God says, hey, I need you to not work on business today, I need you to spend today praying and fasting, you're not worrying about, oh, what about money? I was supposed to go live. I was supposed to do send these emails. I was supposed to have this meeting. I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to do that. Like, it just eliminates that level of anxiety, for lack of a better word, because you created a business with a predictable stream of income. And a part of that does have to do with you trusting God. Like, if he tells you don't work on your business today, you have to have trust and faith in him. Absolutely. But you still want to make sure that you're breeding and creating a business model that has predictable income. Even as someone, if you're a family person, for me being a mother with young children, it's important for me to be flexible. It's important for me to serve my household in a way to where if my husband says, hey, I have a meeting that's running late, can you go get the boys even though I was supposed to get them? Sure, I need to be able to accommodate that and go pick them up. If my kids just, if I notice that they need me, right? So especially when I first had my baby, my son, he needed my oldest. I have two sons. My oldest, he needed me. He was seeing me with the baby primarily. He's watching me breastfeed. He's like, well, I used to have mommy all to myself, so he needed me, and I needed to be able to accommodate that one-on-one time. And there are moments now where I'm like, okay, he misses me. You know, he's dealing with school and all of these other things. He just wants to spend quality time with me. I need to be able to shut things down to accommodate that and without compromising my income. And thank God I've been able to breed a level of predictability in my business to where I could take a day off. I could take a week off. I can be flexible because of the business and the way that it's been set up for both businesses. And so today I'm going to talk to you a bit about creating predictability, because especially with us being in the fourth quarter, I know that you're brainstorming on behalf of your business. I know that you're maybe brainstorming on how to start your business. And I don't want you to get so caught up in, you know, maybe the fun stuff or the marketing or whatever the creative side is, whatever side you gravitate to. We all have a part of business that we gravitate towards because we like it the most, right? I gravitate towards like the strategy part because I love it. I love to be able to solve problems and put things together and strategize on how I'm going to do that. Like, that's what I love. For some, it may be I love the creative. I love to deal with the web design or the logos or the social media and the content. You may gravitate to that because it's the most fun. So whatever it is that you're gravitating to right now, I want to draw your attention to this particular need, because as you're planning for your business, especially in 2024, I want us to build businesses that are sustainable, businesses that are not in the red every single month, businesses to where we can handle our expenses and also make money, businesses that provide us freedom and flexibility. Because outside of whatever your mission and driving force or purpose is, that's the point, right? That's the beauty of entrepreneurship, flexibility, freedom of your time. I love to be able to go on a field trip with my kids in the middle of the day. I love to go take myself out to eat and be straight chilling while everybody else is at work. The freedom of time is just beautiful. But in order for you to do that and you not to be a slave to your business, you also need that financial freedom as well. And so that's what we're going to talk about. Now, I'm going to just give you five things to consider as you're planning for your business to create more predictability. So the first thing is to, of course, plan and plan some more. I am a huge fan of business plans. I know this grind culture, like, you don't need that. Just go do blah, blah, blah. Cool, cool, cool. What I love about a business plan and why most people that I work with, I make them do one, is because it forces you to really think long term about your business. We need to play the long game as it relates to these businesses and not the short term. We need to really think things through as it relates to our businesses, not just say, oh, I want to start this, I want to start that. Who are you starting it for? What is it that's going to make your business stand out? Who are your competitors and why do people love them? What gaps are they leaving in the market that you can fill with your business? Really thinking things through and planning it out. What is my pricing structure? What profit margin do I want to stay within? When we get to the holiday season, especially if you're a product-based business, how do I price my products in a way to where I can accommodate the fact that the holiday season, there are a lot of deals and sales going on? How can I accommodate that without shooting myself in the foot to where I'm not making any money? How do I price myself where I have room to provide discounts? When it comes to a service-based business, what do I need to set my price at to where I'm not pricing out my ideal client, but I'm also honoring my time and the commitment that it takes to provide the service that I'm providing? So really thinking these things through and not just jumping straight into it is important, because when you plan, you're creating the foundation or the platform for the predictability. So that's number one. Planning creates the platform for predictability. And you can do this through a business plan. You can do this through planning financially. I suggest this no matter where you are in your business. If you're early on, and let's say you're not at a space where you can retain an accountant, you should be at a space where you can at least go have a consultation with an accountant and let them know, like, hey, I'm looking to create predictability in my business. I'm looking to make this amount. This is what I offer. These are my expenses. What do I need to do? Help me create a financial plan that I can work over 2024 that's going to take me to these goals. And check in with them quarterly. Budget in your expenses that I'm going to check in with my accountant every quarter. I can't bring them on monthly yet, or if you can do that, but if I can't bring them on monthly yet, let me just check in with them every single quarter so they can continue to clean up my books, or maybe they can just review everything that I've kept good records of and give me feedback and guidance.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Do the same with a marketing company. When we first started Anchored Media Studios, thankfully, I'm married to an accountant, so I have a benefit of baked-in free accounting services. But I went to a marketing company. I'm like, hey, I ain't got no money to be bringing nobody on retainer. We done purchased this property. I have, you know, mortgage, utilities, all of that. I don't have a budget for this to be a monthly thing. But I'm going to create the budget for us to at least create a strategy. And then by nature of what I'm good at, I can take it from there. But for right now, I need a boost and a jump start in somebody else's brain that's going to help me achieve my goals of course, bookings and leases and things of that nature with the studio. So that's what I did. I went to a marketing company. They were actually having a sale at that time. I was like, perfect, to where I retained them for all of our initial marketing and branding. So they created the logo, which I am so in love with. They created the logo. They created about, I want to say 60 or 90 days. I can't remember, worth of content. They did our initial brand shoot, just everything to really get us started and to generate a plan that I could then take and implement for us to reach our goals. So as you're planning for next year, I suggest that you do that as well. Find a marketing company that you can talk to say, hey, I know that marketing is the vehicle that drives sales. So I need a sales strategy or a marketing strategy that's going to help me reach my sales goals. And I don't want you, because I can see it now, you're like, Tatum, I don't have it. I ain't got it. Listen, when I first became an entrepreneur, I cleaned buildings for extra money to pay for my business coach. My parents own a commercial cleaning business. I took a job and was like, hey, let me clean some buildings for you. Pay me instead of the contractors or whoever else y'all using, because I need money for this business coach that I'm hiring, because I need to figure out how I'm going to be a full-time entrepreneur. And that's what I did. I would go from, and at the time I had a youth program, I would go from work to my program to the doctor's office. And it was disgusting cleaning up them doctor's offices, but I did it for the extra money so that I can invest in my business. And I was able to do it. And I got that return on investment tenfold, 10 plus fold. So do what you got to do to invest. That same grind and hustler mentality that you had, do that and apply that to generating the funds to invest in your business. Now we got Instacart, DoorDash, so many options for you to generate money on the side. Let me tell you, if Instacart was around and DoorDash was around when I first was invested in a business coach, please say less. I would have been living at the grocery store. What? I would have been zooming up and down wherever to drop off food for people so that I can invest in my business. But at that time, I did what I had to do. So I took up the extra job, because essentially is what it is an extra job. I took up an extra job to invest in my business. And then also I cut a lot of my expenses. I was eating spaghetti, peanut butter and jelly, McDonald's or nothing at all so that I can reinvest in my business. And investing in things that matters as well. Like I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to get to my next point. But invest in the things that matter. A lot of times we paying for photo shoots when it doesn't even matter. You don't even know how you're going to generate a sale. You don't even know what sets your business apart from the next business that does the same thing as you, but you got cute pictures though. Like, come on. I'm not even going to go off on this tangent, but it's so important we invest in things that matter, making sure our finances are going to be in order and that we invest in things like the accountant that's going to teach us how to keep appropriate records for our business. Investing in the legal side to make sure we're protecting our intellectual property and or we're not impeding on somebody else's intellectual property that's going to shoot us in the foot in the long run. Investing in marketing and not just social media, because that's all we seem to know these days, but really understanding as an executive what type of marketing is going to be the most beneficial for my business and then investing in that. And that's why I encourage everybody to do a business plan, because it forces you to think the big picture through. And then you can make a decision as far as what upfront cost makes the most sense for you to be able to create that predictability. I spent way more time on this first point than I wanted to, so this might be a two-part episode. So let me go to my second thing to consider, and I'll probably end it here for part one. The second thing to consider when creating predictability in your business is diversifying your revenue streams. This is important because economy changes, people's situations change, industries change, and you want to have multiple ways that you make money. So if one thing is impacted, it doesn't completely derail everything that you have going on. I saw this in my business, especially at the height of the pandemic. When the pandemic happened, at that time, I had the podcast where we are monetized via advertising dollars. And then I have Anchored Media, which is a podcast marketing company where we do events. We have products and services where we help people make impact and income through podcasting. So one of the ways that you diversify your revenue streams is business to business versus business to consumer. And I have a blend of both in my businesses, and honing in specifically on this 2020 time, my B2B dealings dealt with the advertisers and the brand deals for the podcast, and then everything else was business to consumer. So when the pandemic hit, I saw a huge shift in both of those things. B2B went down, B2C skyrocketed, because what happened was, with this huge change globally, businesses got scared. So they started hoarding their marketing dollars. So advertisers started canceling ads, pushing stuff back, putting things on hold. So all that predictability I had when it came to the business to business side totally got disrupted. In contrast, on the business to consumer side, consumer spending skyrocketed. Everybody's at home now. They making the same money, but spending less because they don't have to go anywhere. People are now more into self-improvement because they have more time on their hands because they don't have to go to work. So they're investing in that. So I saw book sales and product sales and things go up, listenership going up on the podcast, even though I couldn't necessarily fully benefit off of it on the brand deal side because of what was happening there. A lot of people are now wanting to start all their passion projects that were otherwise tabled because they didn't have time because they're dealing with work and kids and all of that. So now they have more time on their hands. Now they want to start their podcast. So my course sales, event sales, podcast planner sales, all of this skyrocketed based upon what was happening in the world. And if I would have only had business to business dealings, so if I only had the podcast where I'm monetizing via advertising dollars, then my business would have been non-existent. But because I have multiple streams of income and a balance of B2B and B2C, I was less impacted. And the increase in the B2C side supplemented what was lost on the B2B side. And looking at the economy now, things are tough for consumers. My B2B income is doing extremely well, but my B2C income is struggling a little bit in some areas because everything costs a ton. I mean, I went to the store the other day. I bought two onions, y'all. I did my grocery shopping. I forgot some onions. I went to go to the store. I bought two onions and they were $6. I said, what in the world is going on? It is ridiculous. At this point with the cost of food, it's cheaper to just eat out. So it's a lot going on in the economy. People are still spending money, but the necessities are so expensive that discretionary income is going down. So people are still spending, but they're looking for more of a deal right now. They're being smarter with how they're spending. And so things that people may have had discretionary income for before, not quite now. So I've seen that impact on that side. But the B2B side, these brand deals are beautiful because everybody is competing for the consumer dollar. You see, Amazon did Prime Day in October because they're like, okay, I know everybody's going to be spending money on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We're going to create something totally new for October so that you can spend your money with us before you spend it with everybody else. So brands are getting creative and looking to maximize or capitalize off of consumer spending right now. So for somebody like me who has a platform and does brand deals, it's great. They're spending more money with me so that they can reach the consumers. And that is able to supplement from the downtick that I might see in my own B2C sales. So being able, again, to diversify your revenue stream, and I'm specifically talking about B2B versus B2C, and there are other ways to diversify your revenue stream, and we'll talk about that next week. I just wanted to paint the picture on why it's important to have options. So that one thing, one situation, one pandemic, one shift in the economy doesn't totally derail everything that you're doing. That's going to help create that predictability. So I'm going to end this episode here because we're already at 20 minutes and we'll pick up with other ways to diversify your revenue streams. And then, of course, other ways to create predictability. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any business questions, send me an email, tatum@tatumtamia.com. Or if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can drop it in the comments and I will be open to answering some business questions as well. I love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll talk to you next week.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.